You're listening to Thoughts from the Ledge, the official podcast of Gray Ledge Advisors with Scott Albrecio and Ken Russell.
Hello, once again, this is Scott Albrecio, and welcome to the Thoughts from the Ledge podcast. And today I've got a guest with us, Ken Russell, the president and CEO of Gray Ledge Advisors. Ken, welcome to the show.
Hi, Scott. Great to see you, and I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you today.
It's always a pleasure having you on the podcast, Ken, and we are looking forward to your topic. You and I were talking prior to the meeting. We're going to be talking today about the same three keys to entrepreneurial success can be a roadmap to failure at the same time.
Exactly.
So trying to put my hands around this, and can you give me a little context around what you're talking about?
Sure. So this year will be my 40th year in this business, and over that time, I have met hundreds of successful entrepreneurs and business owners, both men and women. And there's a lot of things in common that make them successful, but I want to talk about three things today. And that is the idea of control, concentration, and leverage. And those three strengths of successful business owners can actually turn into serious threats to their wealth if they don't change their behaviors once they have monetized their business. So let me tell you what I'm talking about. For a business owner, control is often the reason they went into business for themselves, right? Create an environment of control, sometimes absolute control, in order to be able to run their business. And that can be a good thing, right? Their idea is, this is my vision, this is my company, these are my decisions. It allows them to be nimble, it allows them to take advantage of opportunities when they see them. And it is one of the keys to being a successful business owner and entrepreneur, plain and simple. Control of everything that they see. Another thing that's important for entrepreneurial success is the idea of concentration, right? So focusing on one thing and doing it well. So whether that is making the silver coating on paper clips or the lining of a potato chip bag, one of the hallmarks of success in this country is the idea that I'm going to stick to my lane. I am going to own this piece of the business, and I'm going to be better than anybody else in this one thing. And that helps significantly. And then finally, one of the other traits is the idea of leverage, right? So not necessarily in this case, operating leverage, although that's very important, is the idea of using someone else's money to help create more wealth for yourself. So the idea is, when you're building a business, whether it's a line of credit or an equipment financing, you must use other people's money to leverage your own equity in order to really be successful, to generate tremendous wealth in this country or anywhere in the world. The use of leverage is a risk-taking behavior that successful entrepreneurs employ, and it works out wonderfully when it works. Those three things, control, concentration, and leverage, essentially help you get to the top of the mountain in terms of wealth creation. So the situation changes, however, if you're lucky enough to then monetize your investment, your company, you sell it. You create a pool of cash, pool of assets. And in this case, sometimes it can be an intergenerationally large pool of assets. But those very same things that got you to the top of the mountain can take you back down it if you don't change how you approach things. So for example, what's that mean? Once you've sold your company and now you're sitting on assets that could be significant, and whether they're yours or your family's or the next generation's, however you want to look at it, you need to understand the power of delegation. So unlike control, you need to cede control of certain decisions to a professional team. And the importance there is that you as an entrepreneur may have spent decades creating your company, amassing a fortune. If you have a good advisor, they too have spent decades working on exactly the kinds of things you're going to need from them. You cannot control the investment process beyond delineating your own goals, beyond helping them understand your risk tolerance. But I have met many successful business owners who believed if they could run a successful business, they could also manage their own money. And I would say for the most part, they're batting less than 250, right? So that's not anything anybody wants to
do. And as you started off with, that could be generational wealth that's going down the tubes, and we're looking to be able to pass this on, but because I didn't want to give up control.
That's exactly right. Their whole adult life or professional life has been about control. So it's difficult. And that's one of the more difficult things an entrepreneur runs into when they monetize. The next thing is concentration. This is the most obvious one, but it is also a difficult one for entrepreneurs as well, right? So an entrepreneur has focused on a single thing, again, the lining of a potato chip bag, and they sold their company and they've made significant amounts of money. Now you want the opposite. Essentially, when you ran your own business, you had all your eggs in a single basket.
Right.
And you made that basket very big. Okay, congratulations. But now you need to allocate your wealth, your capital, across a diverse number of investments. That seems easy. However, I have met many, many entrepreneurs who believed that their expertise in running a closely held, or essentially a micro-cap private business, somehow gives them the ability to also choose investments in the small cap space or in the public space with the same alacrity and perhaps the same luck that they had in their personal life when they're running the business. It doesn't work that way. They absolutely must give up the risk-taking behavior of concentration in favor of diversification. It's the easiest thing to talk about. It is sometimes as equally hard to do as give up control. Right. Absolutely. And the final thing, a little less common, but the final thing is the use of leverage. It works when you're running a business, and it can work from time to time when you are managing a portfolio of assets. But leverage in this case, and I'm talking about, you know, a margin loan or borrowing against your own securities to then reinvest those proceeds. When it works, it can incrementally add to your wealth. Okay. You know, that's great. But when it doesn't work, you are faced with a situation where you can wipe out years of gain in just a month or two of a bad market environment. Because the difference is you're not just investing in your own portfolio. You are now faced with a bank or a brokerage firm that is coming to you for a liquidation sale or a margin call, if they're coming to you at all. There have been times in my career where I was forced to liquidate a substantial portion of someone's portfolio without notice. Simply because the conditions required me to do so to be responsible in my role. So that kind of behavior, leverage, is absolutely to be avoided once you've monetized your portfolio and you are looking to kind of invest your assets over the long term. There is a time when you might be able to use it responsibly if you have a ton of low basis stock in your portfolio and you want to leverage it up. And you are at a certain age where you know that the, to put it kindly, the basis is going to increase sometime soon. That's okay. But for the most part, if you have a newly created pool of capital, leverage is one of the last things you want to apply against that. So again, control, concentration, and leverage can get you to the top of the mountain as a business owner, but it will take you down the other side pretty quickly as an unintended consequence of really not knowing what you're doing.
Ken, thank you. It's always a pleasure having you on the podcast. We do appreciate your time and look forward to having you on another podcast come up here soon.
Thanks, Scott. I appreciate it. This was fun.
You've been listening to Gray Ledge Advisors' Thoughts from the Ledge podcast. To learn more, please contact your Gray Ledge advisor or visit us at grayledge.com.